Oprah Winfrey produced 1619 Project is part of Disney's brand for creators of color. By David Ng on May 17, 2021. The Walt Disney Company is launching a new brand of entertainment titles that will focus on minority creators. With the upcoming 1619 Project docuseries on Hulu helping to lead the way. Disney announced Monday that the new content brand, called the Onyx Collection, will reside primarily on Hulu and will feature a curated slate of titles by creators of color and underrepresented voices. Hulu is majority owned by Disney. The first title will be a documentary directed by the anti-Trump musician Questlove, Summer of Soul, or When the Revolution Could Not Be Televised, which examines the 1969 Harlem Cultural Festival. The documentary, which will debut July 2nd, is being distributed by Disney-owned Searchlight Pictures, formerly known as Fox Searchlight, after premiering at the Sundance Film Festival. In addition, all non-Marvel titles from Black Panther director Ryan Coogler's Proximity Production Company will be part of the new brand. The 1619 Project docuseries will launch under the label on a date yet to be announced. The docuseries, produced by Oprah Winfrey and Lionsgate, will be adapted from the controversial and factually contested New York Times series of articles that sought to reframe American history around slavery. The series also sought to make 1619, the year the first slaves were brought to the British colonies, as the true founding of the U.S., not 1776. As Breitbart News reported, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, is leading 38 other Republican senators in an effort to block the 1619 Project from taxpayer-funded grant programs, calling the project divisive and agenda-driven. Former President Donald Trump was also an opponent of the 1619 Project, proposing an alternative 1776 commission tasked with developing a patriotic curriculum. Disney recently landed in hot water after it was revealed the company was promoting critical race theory to its employees. Leaked documents show Disney was encouraging employees to view U.S. history as systemically racist and to strive for equity, which it defined as the equality of outcome. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.